Bring your awareness to your head. Just acknowledge the bony layer of the head. Notice the bony feel to the crown, to the sides of the head, and the back of the neurocranium. Just let your awareness settle for a while. And then deepen. Acknowledge the tissues directly under the cranial bones. And the first thing you should notice is the outer dural membrane, which literally feels like a balloon within the head. See if you can get a sense of the whole balloon. Notice its quality. Notice the details of the balloon. And then open up to the layer underneath the outer dura mater. The layer underneath is another layer of dura that projects internally into the core of the head. Notice the falx that runs from front to back and is shaped like a sickle. The falx projects deep in between the hemispheres of the cerebrum and the cerebellum, supporting the brain and creating an internal strength to the neurocranium. It's like a banded connective tissue. How does it feel in you? What's the sense of health here? And motion. Can you feel the typical craniosacral motion, the falx, as it deepens its curve on inhalation so that there's a curling and uncurling throughout primary respiration? Notice the horizontal dura mater, the tentorium. This too projects deep within the brain, separating the cerebellum from the cerebrum and the brainstem. How does it feel in you? As you follow it in primary aspiration, the tent has a subtle widening and narrowing. Its movement is synchronized with the temporal bones. Is the movement similar on the right to the left? You might notice the firm attachments of the tentorium into the sphenoid and the petrous portion of the temporal bones. As you follow the dura mater down towards the bottom of the cranium, there's a gathering of both layers and a thickening as it moves into the foramen magnum. This is often called the dural ring. and is a very firm attachment. How does this area feel in you? And from here down, there's a dural tube that surrounds the spinal cord with no attachments. This allows freedom of movement. Can you open up to a sense of the dural tube in you? A sense of its length and continuity down to the sacrum, where it has a strong attachment? Or are there areas of restriction? Areas that feel tight or held in some way? See if you can shift your perceptual field and open out to a sense of the whole dura mater, the whole surround of the brain and the spinal cord. With attachments at the sacrum, foramen magnum, sphenoid and ethmoid for the falx. Just coming into a sense of the whole has a very powerful effect on the system. It brings about a natural balancing. You might notice automatic shifts in tissue and fluids. And finally, see if you can tune in to the typical expressions of health here, so the rising and curling movement that takes place on inhalation and the opposite on exhalation.